الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، I welcome all of you, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, and we continue, inshaAllah ta'ala, as our brother Shaheed حفظه الله وحفظ السامعين والسامعات أيضا mentioned. This is the last presentation and last lecture in this seminar entitled الطريق إلى الجنة, the path that leads to الجنة. تكلمنا عن أمور كثيرة، وأن طريق الجنة طريق واحد. But the path that leads to الجنة is only one path, and that path is the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us about it in the book of Allah and in the Sahih Sunnah, the sound Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We mentioned that Tawheed is the most important of all things. Person has to be upon Islamic monotheism, worshipping Allah alone, free from shirk. لأن الشرك يبطل العبادات فيبطل العبادات في الشرك نلفي الدين والعياذ بالله. وتكلمنا عن الأعمال الصالحة, the righteous deeds, وذلك باتباع الأوامر واجتناب النواهي. And our actions has to be, or actually we perform our actions in a way that we act upon the commands of Allah and stay away from the prohibitions. Of course, when we act upon the commands of Allah or the commands of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam according to our abilities. وَإِنَّ أَعْظَمَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ هُوَ التَّوْحِيدُ وَأَعْظَمُ مَا نَهَى عَنْهُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى هُوَ الشِّرْكُ. And let it be known that the greatest of all of the commands that Allah commanded His servants with is Tawheed. That's the greatest command. And the greatest prohibition is shirk. إذن علينا أن نهتم بهذا الجانب اهتماما كبيرا, التوحيد, نتعلم التوحيد وكيف نطبقه في حياتنا, وندعو الله الثبات على ذلك حتى نلقاه على التوحيد. كذلك نتعلم الشرك بأقسامه ونحذره ونحذر أولادنا وأهلينا وإخواننا منه, ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن ينجينا من هذه الشبكة الخطيرة التي هي الشرك. So we learn the Tawheed in details, not just we brush off in details from the books, like there is the book of Kitab al-Tawheed of Thalathat Usul and other books, Qawaid al-Arba'. These other books, alhamdulillah, that teach us the proper aqidah and the tawheed, the Islamic monotheism. We act upon it. We teach it to our children, to our family members. We give these books as a gift for one another, so that the people can benefit. Likewise, we study the shirk, because the shirk nullifies the tawheed. Or if it does not nullify it, it takes away from the completion of tawheed. So that we learn the Tawheed so that we can be aware of it, we don't fall into it. All of its types. And we warn our children from it. As the Prophets and the Messengers, alayhi salatu wasalam, they warn their children, لا تعبدوا الأصنام. They ask Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah يقول, رب اجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام. It is Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, yad'u Allah. He's making dua, asking Allah, O Allah, protect me and my offspring, my family, from worshipping idols. So we should constantly ask Allah to keep us firm upon the Tawheed, and we should constantly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us away from shirk. نواصل وسنتكلم عن أمر مهم لا بد منه, لأن هذا الأمر سنتكلم عليه اليوم هو مهم, وهو محاسبة النفس. محاسبة النفس قبل أن نحاسب. نعم. Once again, we have to start this talk to kindly remind the sisters in the area where they are to lower their voices and to be quiet, please, and listen. Please, you are in the masjid. The masjid has etiquette. If you want to talk on the phone, step outside for a minute. You finish that conversation or that phone call and come back. But once you are in the masjid, you want to be quiet and listen, that you may get some benefit, inshallah. Otherwise, if you continue to talk, you're harming yourself and harming others, and that's not good for you. And we're talking about righteous deeds. Talking loud and bothering others is not a righteous good deed. This is not something that's going to keep you on the path. Now we're talking about the things that keep us on the path that leads to the Jannah. Having the proper etiquette in the masjid. Not speaking loud and not bothering others, not harming others. That's what's going to keep us, inshallah ta'ala, on the path that leads to the Jannah. May Allah reward you. Ameen. Now, muhasabat al-nafs. We're going to talk about tonight in brief, taking account of our actions. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الحشر آية 18 يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. Oh, you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by being upon the proper aqeedah. That's taqwa, being upon the correct creed, being sincere, and by acting upon the command and staying away from the prohibitions. And let every person look to what he or she has sent forth for tomorrow, for the day of judgment, and fear Allah. Verily, Allah is all acquainted with what you do. قال الشيخ عبد الرزاق العباد حفظه الله هذه الآية أصل عظيم في باب محاسبة النفس. This ayah is a great principle, contains a great principle in this very important matter, محاسبة النفس. That you take account of your actions. Constantly ask yourself, am I doing this right? Did I do this in time? Did I perform this act of worship in a manner that is pleasing to Allah? Is this in accordance with the Quran? The teaching of the Quran? The teaching of the Sunnah? No. Take account of your action. Ask yourself this question. وَأَنَّ الْوَاجِبَ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ أَنْ يُحَاسِبَ نَفْسَهُ وَأَنْ يَنْظُرَ فِيمَا أَعَدَّ لِيَوْمِ غَدٍ قبل أن يحاسبه الله سبحانه وتعالى يوم القيامة. Yes, what is incumbent upon all of us is every single one of us should take account of his actions by examining closely and taking in consideration what you are sending forth for you tomorrow on yawm al-qiyamah when you die. Death is certain. Tomorrow is now. So you take account of your actions for the simple fact, because the reality is we're going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for account. فَإِنَّ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ لِلْعَبْدِ أَنْ يَنْظُرَ فِي أَعْمَالِهِ وَفِيمَا أَعَدَّهُ لِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ جَلَّ وَعَلَى. It is a good thing. This process that we're talking about, muhasabat al-nafs, bring nothing but good for us. Bring nothing but good, but khair for us. Why? Because it's you and me. You perform the salat, we just perform salat al-maghrib. Well, you gotta take some time out, man, even if a minute or two, and say, subhanAllah, I'm a servant of Allah. I was commanded to pray. Alhamdulillah, I prayed. But did I really pray the way I'm supposed to pray? Was my heart with me and my soul, or just my body was here, but my but my heart and my mind was still running the street. Take account of your action. Just in case, if I find, and we should find mistakes, we should find deficiencies because we're human, then I'm still alive, I can always change. I can make a change for the better. No, you look at your actions. The things that you put forward so that these things, you're going to face them in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Everyone will find the book of his record or her record in front of them in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Manshur, open. اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to everyone, read your book. That book of record will be open. Read it. So now what we want to see in that book on Yawm al-Qiyamah? We cannot cross anything, erase anything. Nobody wants to see evil. Nobody wants to see violations. Everybody wants to see good things. Okay, well, we're going to see whatever we put forward. نعم ينظر في هذه الأعمال هل هي أعمال صالحات وطاعات زاكيات وبعد عن المحرمات والمنكرات فيسره أن يلقى ربه جل وعلا بذلك. As we performing actions, we doing things, we saying a lot, we see a lot of things, we do things, we talk about a lot of things, we go to places, we engage in many things, and we make decisions, we make choices. Now, let us at least take a time out and examine these actions and our statements. Are they righteous actions? Are they trustworthy statements? Are they pure actions? Are they actions of obedience to Allah? Are we staying away from the haram, doing things for the sake of Allah, so that now we're happy, alhamdulillah. When we see these things in Yawm al-Qiyamah, are we going to be happy? These are questions we have to ask ourselves. This is a job and homework we have to do with ourselves. Nobody going to do it for us. أَمْ هِيَ أُمُورٌ تُسْخِطُ اللَّهِ وَتُغْضِبُهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَتُحِلُّ عَلَى فَاعِلِهَا الْعُقُوبَةِ. Now, or as you are asking yourself what you did today, where did you go, who you talk to, who you shake hands with, what did you sign, what did you buy, what did you sell, what transaction you made, all of these things, the places you've been to, and take account of your actions. If you find something that is not pleasing to Allah, something that's haram, it will hurt you on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and it got to hurt you in this life, what do you do now? Get rid of it. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Ask Allah for tawbah. فَيَنْظُرُ مَا الَّذِي أَعَدَّهُ لِيَوْمِ غَدٍ وَيَكُونُ ذَاكِرًا لِذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ وَذَاكِرًا الْوُقُوفَ بَيْنَ يَدِي اللَّهِ وَذَاكِرًا الْحِسَابَ وَعَرْضَ الْأَعْمَالِ وَأَنَّ كُلَّ مَا عَمَلَهُ يَأْتِي حَاضِرًا مَكْتُوبًا مَصْطُورًا فِي كِتَابٍ. هذا الكتاب كما قال الله تعالى في سورة الكهف لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا. نعم الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى says every one of us should be concerned with these facts, examine, check what they are putting forward for tomorrow or the day of judgment. We should always remember the day of judgment. We should always remember that we're going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should always be mindful of this reality. Should never escape our minds. Should always in front of our eyes that we're going to be taken account of. This is hisab, the day of accounting. The day when we see our deeds in front of us on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And that every deed we perform in this dunya, whether small or big, it is written in a book. that book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about it in Surah Al-Kahf. In the verse 49. And the book, meaning one's record, will be placed in the right hand for a believer in the oneness of Allah, may Allah make us from the mu'min. And in the left hand for the disbeliever in the oneness of Allah. And you will see the mujrimun, the criminals, politicians, the sinners, fearful of that which is recorded therein. They will say, woe to us, what sort of a book is this that leaves neither a small thing nor a big thing, but has recorded it with numbers. And they will find all that they did placed before them, and your Lord treats no one with injustice. نعم عباد الله يوم القيامة نعم يوم القيامة يقول الشيخ يقول الرب جل وعلا on the day of judgment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says يا عبادي إنما هي أعمالكم أحصيها لكم ثم أوفيكم إياها فمن وجد خيرا فليحمد الله ومن وجد غير ذلك فلا يلومن إلا نفسه. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my servants, it is only your deeds that I have saved for you. They were recorded for us. And on Yawm al-Qiyamah, we will see those deeds. So whoever finds good on Yawm al-Qiyamah, good deed, righteous deed, let him praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq. Because tawfiq is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever finds other than that, he should blame no one but himself. You ain't gonna blame it on economy. You're praying, oh yeah, the economy was bad. Or you were not practicing the sunnah, or it was a recession. You were not covering properly. I live in America. None of that is gonna be of any accepted excuses. You gotta practice Islam in times of ease and times of hardship. In the East or Western Hemisphere. While you're traveling and while you're not. When you're healthy and when you're sick. When you rain, when it's sunshine. Doesn't matter. You have money, you still worship Allah. You broke, still worship Allah. Doesn't matter. نعم عباد الله. إذا أليس الجدير بالعبد والأمر كذلك أن تكون المحاسبة الآن. So if this is the case, this is the reality, this is from the عقيدة of أهل السنة والجماعة. There is no doubt about this. We're going to stand in front of Allah. The book of our records will be placed in front of us. Doesn't leave anything small or a big detail except that is recorded. So, since this is the case, isn't it important thing for us to pay a close attention to this matter and that we should take account of our actions today? Today, day by day. In the morning, before the afternoon comes, what did I do this morning? When the afternoon comes, before the evening comes, what have I done in this afternoon? Likewise, if we do that, alhamdulillah, make it easy for us in Yawm al-Qiyamah. So my word is khayr falyahmadillah. Now, Allah said, whoever finds good, let him praise Allah. That Allah allow that person, whether be he or she, to do good. وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ فَلَا يَلَمَنْ إِلَى نَفْسَهُ. And whoever found other than that, no good, he should blame no one but himself. Or he made me do it. Well, I was with him. I was in his car. No excuses. أَلِسَّ مِنَ الْجَدِيرِ أَنْ يَكُونَ هَذَا فِي وَقْتِ الْعَمَلِ. نعم. When are you gonna check your actions? When you're still doing the actions. When you're still doing the actions, you got to check the actions. Are they correct or not? Let me give an example. You've taken a test, a very important test. This test, subhanAllah, is going to change your life, like in the, when it comes to the aspects of money. This is a big job, a huge job, a big contract. But then the test is big too. So now you have a whole day test, maybe from 8 to 6. Give you a lot of questions. Here is a person, he has until 6 p.m. but they finish at 3 p.m. What they should do, those people, before they submit the test? What usually do? They go over it, check it, review it. Why? Make sure everything is right. Make sure maybe under pressure he wants to put 2, he put 3. Right or wrong? Alright? Sometimes under pressure, you know, 2 3 times 3 is what? It's 10, right? Huh? Some people may write 10, it's 9, it's 9. But somebody may write nervous, he may write 10. And here is the question. When 3 times 3 can be 10, when? Never? No. When, I know 3 times 3 is 9, but when 3 times 3 can be 10?
When you add 1, you add 1.
When the answer is wrong.
Yeah.
That's what it is. When the answer is wrong, it could be even 11. Alright? When the answer is wrong. What about somebody, he finished at 3 p.m, he still has 3 hours, he submits the paper, and later on they said, you failed, man. He said, why I failed? I got everything. They said, yes, but you made some silly mistakes, man. Sound like you made some mistakes that are not right. Can that person say, well, can you give it back to me so I can? No. Can he go back to make the test again? Same thing. If somebody fail, may Allah protect us in the Yawm al-Qiyamah, I mean. If somebody fail in the day, you can say, oh, I don't know what I'm supposed to do it that way. I don't know I'm supposed to follow that path. Can I go back? No, there ain't no back. There's only one way, no U-turn. Tayyib. Qala. So now you check yourself. Before you die, and we all gonna die, alright? And we don't know where we're gonna die. And that's the most important thing. So we have to be prepared for any moment. Because when death comes upon us, can we say, oh, come tomorrow? Oh, I'm only 19. Don't take somebody else. There's a lot of people, they're 80, over 75. I'm only 19. Can we do that? Can we cut any deal or any bargain with the debt? SubhanAllah, man. La ilaha illallah, may Allah have mercy on us. Some of us think that they can cut some deal, man. But they doing a lot of crazy stuff. Akhi, listen, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. You do what you gotta do. I know what I'm doing. It's like he thinks like he's guaranteed that he's gonna like finish all this foolishness he's doing for years, and now he's gonna have another 10 years to make Hajj after he went to Cancun 6 times. Alright? Nah. Allahumma sa'ad. Allahumma sa'ad. Yes, because certain people, they've been everywhere, man. Mexico, Brazil, Kenya, Safari, Japan, Malaysia, Paris, Naples, Sweden, Canada, the falls, the glaciers. You've been to Hajj? Ah, no, 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 come on, man, Hajj, come on, I'm only 46, brother. Hajj is the pillar of Islam, man, what are you talking about? You've been all over the globe, you still didn't make it to the Mecca? Something wrong. Yusuf. Ta'addal barakallah. Huh? Barakallah. Tayyib. So now you do this accounting, why? So that you can check. If you do it, we're human. If we're doing something wrong, we're still alive. We can always change. we can always say, SubhanAllah, this is not the path of the leader Jannah. SubhanAllah, I'm standing here. I'm standing in the wrong spot. No. Look in airplanes, for example, in the airport. You buy the tickets yourself from Priceline or from Delta or whatever, or United. They ask you and they make sure, and you have the ticket. And you've been, now you're not traveling from 2-3 months from now. But every other day you check the ticket. Oh yeah, I'm going there. The same plane, the same date. But still, when you go to the airport, in the checkpoint, they check it for you. They're checking it. Why? And when you go, when you're about to board by the gate, they look at it again. Why? Because they don't want you to be on the wrong plane, man. Are you going to be on the wrong side on Yawm al-Qiyamah? You know the wrong side, right? But there is only two sides on Yawm al-Qiyamah, two destinations. The Jannah, as one of the Salaf says, من أخطأته الجنة دخل النار. If somebody does not find himself in the Jannah on Yawm al-Qiyamah, for certainly will find himself in a hellfire. There is no dunya then. Somebody who don't make it, degenerated, I'm going back to Florida. There ain't no such thing, Florida. Now there is Florida. Use Florida to get to the Jannah and to escape the fire. Because once you make it up there, on that day in Yawm al-Qiyamah, there ain't no such thing, Florida, man. That's it. Same for Wisconsin. And the entire earth, anyway. So now you take account of your actions. If you find something good, thank Allah and try to increase it, try to do better. But if you find something other than that, la ilaha illallah, work on yourself, man. You're a human. Don't be arrogant. Don't you ever let the shaitan fool you. Man, you got it, man. You're already in Jannah. Which Jannah? You're in paradise. What paradise? No, you're not. You're in the dunya. You still sweat. You still use the bathroom. You still get sick. You still worry. You still get exhausted. No, man. Look at yourself in the mirror. You're getting old. Now you're in the dunya. Ain't no Jannah. Because there ain't no sweat in the Jannah, no sickness in the Jannah, no urine in the Jannah, no fatigue in the Jannah, no worries in the Jannah. Akuna matata, like they say in Swahili, right? Anyway, maybe you heard that one before. But if it's not, it's a big problem. Matata ikumindi, that's the other one, the other version of Swahili, anyway, mashallah. So it's very important for us to be mindful of this. If you find something wrong, you fix it. We're not strangers to fixing stuff, right or wrong. When your car starts getting smoke, the engine smoke, and you're on the highway, what do you do? Slow down. Huh? Ah, that's right. You slow down and pull over. Why? To get a coffee? Why you slow down and pull over? To check it, to check what's going on. Hey, la ilaha illallah. See, you check it, see what's going on. You're sick and you feel like things bothering you, pain in your stomach, in your belly. What do? You go to the doctor. For what? So you check what's going on, what's wrong with you. Likewise, in this dunya, we check our actions, our statements. We're human, we're wrong ourselves. We do terrible things, man. But the best of us are those who repent. As the Prophet says, كُلُّكُمْ خَطَّعُونَ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَائِنِ التَّوَّابُونَ. All of you wrong yourselves and sin, but the best of you, those who repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, those who they know they're doing wrong, and they fix it. They want to fix it. But somebody just keep going, man. There is a leak, but he don't care until the whole roof falls down. A leak starts drop, one drop by drop. If you see a leak coming from your roof, from your apartment, your house, what would you do, Muhammad? And you want to see what's going on, where this water coming from. If you neglect it, it's get worse. Likewise, we do one thing bad, one make move, we make one bad move, and if we don't fix it, man, it takes us away from the path of the Jannah. It's like you're driving on a 95, going south or north, but then you're not paying attention to the direction and you take an exit. Oh, you took an exit and then the road doesn't look the same. You were going in three lanes, now you're going in one lane. Well, wait a minute, 95 is not one lane. What's going on in here? And then, whether you or somebody else tell you, okay, you're not a 95 anymore. Now what are you going to do now? You want to stop and check it. Ask somebody, is this still 95? They said, this is not even a 5, right? Talking about, where you been? You're going to tell you some name that you never heard of. Now what are you going to do? You're going to go back to 95. Because that's what you want to be. Likewise, we're supposed to be on the path that leads to the Jannah. But as human beings, we have our desires. They bump us out of the path. Shaitan invite us, send us invitation, and we honor those invitations. Right? Temptation, friends, no good. If somebody bump you from the path of the Jannah, that's not a good friend. That's not a good job. A job that bump you out of the path of the Jannah is not a good job. You gotta do something about that. And find your way, make a U-turn, come back to the path that leads to the Jannah. You can do all this in this in here in this dunya now. You didn't pray for the time, you say, Astaghfirullah, Allah, I'm not gonna do it again. If you're sincere and you die that afternoon, Allah, that's good for you. You cheated somebody and you say, A'udhu Billah, I can't cheat no Muslim and no non-Muslim, anybody. No cheating is haram in Islam, whether it's related to Muslims or non-Muslims. Allahu Akbar. This is we can do it now. But on Yawm al-Qiyamah, that's it, it's over. Yes, in this dunya, we can repent. We can say, we're sorry. A'udhu Billah, Astaghfirullah. This is not me. Enough is enough. I have wasted a lot of my time. I gotta be serious about this deen of Allah. I cannot just be a Muslim by affiliation. See? I gotta learn this deen and act upon it. As the Sahaba learned it and act upon it. I wanna be with them in the Jannah. How are we gonna be with them in the Jannah? But we're not following the way they're doing. Now some of us have their names. But what is their actions? What is their ibadah? What is their tawheed? What is their ikhlas? What is their salah? Their tahajjud, their fasting, their manners, their sadaqah, their patience, their generosity, their forgiveness, their forbearance. Where? Well, we have to find that. If I don't have none of this, let me start right now. I can't delay it for tomorrow. You know why? Because that is certain, tomorrow is now. Now, if we wait until Yawm al-Qiyamah, it's over. Because you can't come back in this dunya to pray, to fast, to make hajj, to be kind to your parents, to be kind to your wife and children, for you sisters to obey your husband and be kind to him and help him and the like. Nah. Can't. Ain't no come back in this one. وفي هذا المعنى يقول الخليفة الراشد عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا وزنوا أنفسكم قبل أن توزنوا وتزينوا للعرض الأكبر كما قال الله تعالى في سورة الحاقة يومئذ تعرضون لا تخفى منكم خافية. عمر بن الخطاب the great خليفة after أبو بكر رضي الله عنهما he said, take account of yourself before you will be taken account of. Meaning Yawm al-Qiyamah. Take account now. Sit down with yourself, man. Have a notebook. What have I done since I woke up this morning? Especially if you woke up, there is no name missing. Everything. You still have 2 eyes. You still have 2 shoulders. You still have 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 knees. Everything functioned properly, kindly, nicely. So why do you want to cheat yourself? Why can't you pray 5 times? Why can't you read the Quran? Why can't you remember Allah? Why can't you do the sadaqah? Why can't you be kind to your parents? Allah is kind to you. And Allah is in no need for us. We're the one that is in dire need. to do things that is pleasing to Allah so that we can get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore we'll be from the people who go to Jannah. He says, take account of yourself before you be taken account of. Weigh your actions before you be weighed, and prepare yourself for the day when you and your actions be in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we're going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to face our actions. And he mentioned the ayah 18 in Surah Al-Haqqah. يَوْمَ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا يَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً. That day shall you be brought to judgment, not a secret of you will be hidden. Nothing. Yes, here we can hide secrets, but hey. And from the mercy of Allah, we hide certain things, Allah don't expose us. But nothing will be hidden in the يوم القيامة. قال الشيخ عبد الرزاق العباد حفظه الله ومحاسبة النفس كما بين العلماء على قسمين. He says, now take an account of your soul, yourself, your actions is of two types. محاسبة بعد العمل ومحاسبة قبل العمل. There are things that you should do, a homework, before you do the action, and there is accounting after you perform the action. Alright? You gotta check carefully, you gotta examine, inspect before you do the action and after you do the action. أما المحاسبة التي بعد العمل. Now he's bringing the details. As for that inspection, that checking, that accounting that takes place after the action is performed, فهي أن ينظر العبد إلى الذي مضى من أعماله والذي تقدم من أفعاله والذي سيحاسبه عنه ربه سبحانه وتعالى. This consists of every one of us, since we are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We look at our actions that we already performed. We cannot go back to the past. We look at our actions that we already performed, and that no doubt Allah will bring us to account for those actions. ينظر في أعماله الماضية في حياته. You look at your days that passed from your life. هل هي على الطاعة والصداد؟ أم هي على العصيان والانحراف؟ أو أنه مخلط بين ذلك؟ Those actions that me and you we have performed already, are they all actions of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Were we all successful, made successful by Allah to be obedient to Allah in everything? Or all of our actions were actions of evil, transgression, sin, and disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or are we mixing this stuff? We're shaking stuff together. We mix in the halal with the haram. We mix in the sunnah with the bid'ah. We're mixing the good with the evil. فينظر في الفائز من الأعمال وكل ما مضى يحاسب عليه العبد يوم القيامة. كل ما قدم يحاسب عليه العبد يوم القيامة. نعم. This is very serious matter. Because everything we do in this dunya, we're gonna see it on يوم القيامة. There are things that we're going to forget ourselves, but that book doesn't forget anything. I can't. نعم. لكن في شريعة الإسلام من الله علينا بباب عظيم مبارك ألا وهو باب التوبة. But alhamdulillah, in the Sharia of Islam, in the legislation of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred upon us and bestowed upon us a great door which called Tawbah, repentance. وأخبرنا نبينا عليه الصلاة والسلام أن التوبة تهدم ما كان قبلها. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم tells us that Tawbah from sins, repentance from sins, destroy the sins that came before it. وأخبرنا نبينا عليه الصلاة والسلام أن الندم التوبة. But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to us also that to be remorseful when you do something bad, that you did it, because at that moment you were weak. But as soon as you've done it, man, you're subhanAllah, you feel bad. You're like, how could I do something like that? That's not me. I shouldn't have done that. And you feel remorseful. You regret being in there. You regret taking that ride. You regret being in that zip code. Okay? or doing this, or saying this, or touching this, or eating this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-nadam al-tawbah, fayanzur fi a'malihi al-famisa." Once again, the Shaykh said, "You look at your actions, and you ask yourself, why are you doing this action for? And if these actions were righteous actions, pure actions, you will upright, thank Allah. You were upon obedience to Allah, thank Allah and ask Allah firmness. And ask Allah to increase you in that. وَإِنْ كَانَ فِيهَا عِزْيَانُ وَفِيهَا مُخَالَفَاتُ وَفِيهَا تَفْرِيدُ فِي حَقِّ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فَلْيَتُوبُ. But if a person finds, man, we know what we do, man. We're not going to wait for someone to expose us. Now we're going to be all miffed and mad and this. No, we know what we do. So let us be serious. Let us be sincere with ourselves. And if we are doing evil, let us, ya ibadallah, make tawbah, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Shaykh, he mentioned the ayah in Surah Zumar. This great ayah in Surah Zumar, ayah 53, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say, O my servants, my slaves, who have transgressed against themselves by committing evil deeds and sins, despair not from the mercy of Allah. Verily Allah forgives all sins. Truly He is of forgiving, most merciful. Never give up. Never say, oh man, I'm done. After all this, man, Allah accept the tawbah and forgive all sins. Doesn't matter how great and big and huge the crime and the sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all. If you be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a sincere repentance, tawbatun nasuh min kulli dhanb. Na'am ibadallah. Wal naw' athani min al-muhasabah ay al-muhasabah qabla al-amal. The second type of accounting and inspection is before you do the action. وَهُوَ النَّظَرُ فِي الْأَعْمَالِ الَّتِي سَيَقُومُ بِهَا لَا يَخْطُو خُطْوَةً وَلَا يَسِيرُ طَرِيقًا إِلَّا مُتَفَقِّهًا فِي طَرِيقِهِ. نعم. You don't do anything, say anything, write anything, make any decision until you check it. Take your time, don't be hasty, don't rush, slow down, take it easy. And check, okay, I'm about to do this. Is it okay for me or not? Is it pleasing to Allah or not? On Yawm al-Qiyamah, it's going to be on my book of record. Is this something that's going to make me happy or make me sad? Is this something going to get me into the Jannah or get me in the other way, in the other side? Don't step any step until you know it is for the pleasure of Allah or for otherwise. Don't follow any path unless you know that this path leads to the Jannah. If it's the other way, get yourself out of it, man. Jump out of it. Get yourself out of it. قال بعض السلف بعض السلف من فقه الرجل مأكله ومشربه وممشاه. If you want to know a person who really understands this religion, that you find that person, you see the impact of that correct understanding in his food, what he eats. He eats halal. He don't eat anything. That show you. It's not always when somebody give a nice khutbah. You want to know somebody that really understands the deen of Islam? It's through his food, through his drinks, through the way he walks. Man, just the way the person walks tell you a lot about how much that person, he or she, understands Islam. أن يتفقه فيما يخطو إليه وفيما يقدم عليه من عمل هل هو مشروع مأذون به أم حم هو حرام. نعم. A person should have the correct understanding in every action, any step you're about to make in your life, any decision. You want to, before you do any act, any deed, you want to see, is it legislated? Were you permitted by Allah to do it? Do you have permission from Allah to do it or not? Is it halal or haram? لا يصاحب من شاء. A person who wants to be on the path of the Jannah does not be in the company of anybody. Ja'ama, this is my friends. Even if they don't pray, they listen to music, they're still your friend. Man, they are on another path, man. They are on another highway. They are on another bus. Not the bus they're going to take you where you want to be. Change your seat. Sometimes it's not enough. You got to change the whole bus. Go somewhere else. Find the right one that's going to your destination. لا يأكل ما يشاء ما شاء. The one who wants to be on the path of the Jannah, don't eat anything. Open his mouth. Anything. Come on. Bismillah. لا. You want to check. What is it, Abhi? Ah, I can't eat that. It's not pleasing to Allah. Thank you. لا يعمل ما شاء. He don't act on any job. He don't take on any job or any offer. وإنما كل ذلك يزنه بميزان الشرع. But somebody who understands the deen correctly and wants to stay firm on the path that leads to the Jannah and die on it, whenever something comes his way, anything comes her way, they put it on the scale of the Sharia, the scale of the legislation. فيحاسب نفسه على العمل قبل أن يفعله. Before he does anything, he says with himself that, oh yeah, I want to do this. I want to eat that. I want to go there. I want to be here. I want to go there. But wait a minute. If this is pleasing to Allah, if it's pleasing to Allah, go ahead and do it, man. Even if other people disapprove. But if it's not pleasing to Allah, take a step back, man. Take a step back. Make a U-turn. Even if everybody is still going ahead, go back home. That's not for you. It's not good. Why? Because it's not pleasing to Allah. Even though your nafs wants it, now you have a fight. You got a fight. Don't get knocked out in the first round. Even if you fail, get yourself up. Get yourself up and continue fighting. Now, the scale the Shaykh is talking about, as he mentioned, it is anything that is in accordance to what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam left for us, and that was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left for us, is the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If anything goes with it, Alhamdulillah, we're the ways. We follow the means. Don't you ever think, man, I'm going to be broke if I spend this. Oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, I'm going to do that. La, do it for yourself, man. Do it for Allah. Fulfill your obligations. And then the Shaykh said, وأسأل الله الكريم رب العرش العظيم بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العليا أن يصلح لنا جميعا شأننا كله. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His beautiful Allah al-Kareem, the Lord of the magnificent throne. He asking Him through His beautiful name, the lofty attributes, to rectify our affairs. All of it. وأن لا يكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. We ask Allah not to leave us to ourselves. Not even for the blink of an eye. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها. Oh Allah, grant our souls its purity and its taqwa. وزكها أنت خير من زكاها. And purify our souls. You're the best to purify our souls. أنت وليها مولاها والله أعلم. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كبيرا. We thank our Shaykh حبيب الله Shaykh عبد الرزاق العباد for this beautiful advices. And after that, I would like to thank the community here at the Islamic Center of Palm Beach for allowing me to come here and learn with you. Because as you see, I'm just reading from the statements of the ulama. May Allah grant us all tawfiq ameen. And may Allah reward you for this blessed effort that inshallah ta'ala we ask Allah to make us all, make it of benefit actually for all of us. Jazakumullah khairan, barakallahu fikum, subhanakallahu wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.